Okay, so like seriously, how many times this week have you already like hit snooze?
Oh, tell me about it.
Life just feels like this crazy whirlwind, right?
It really does.
Work, family, that to-do list, it never seems to end.
Yeah.
And sometimes it feels like we're just kind of going through the motions. So today, we're going to do this deep dive, and we're going to go into this episode from the Faith Beams podcast. It's called Finding God in Everyday Life.
I love that title.
Me too. Because who couldn't use a little more purpose, right? Especially in just like the daily grind.
Totally. It's like we think we need to go on some big retreat to feel connected to something bigger. But what if the key is actually just in the everyday stuff?
I think that's exactly what this episode is saying. Like, it starts with this really, really comforting idea that God sees us, even in those like crazy mornings where you can't find your keys or, those late nights when you're stressing about bills.
It's not about having it all together, right? It's just about knowing that someone notices the effort.
Yeah, someone notices. And not just notices, but like
He
cares.
cares, yeah. And the episode uses this analogy about God caring for the birds and providing for their
Oh,
needs.
yeah.
And it just made me think, like, what are some small ways that God might be providing for you today that you haven't even noticed? Maybe you found a parking spot right when you pulled up, or you
Really?
got that text from a friend right when you needed it.
Those little things do add up.
They really do.
But let's be real, money worries are a huge source of stress, I think, for almost everyone.
Oh, for sure.
And this episode talks about trusting God with finances,
Yeah.
even when things are tight.
Oh, yeah. Even when things are really tight.
So I'm curious, when you were listening to that part, what were your thoughts?
Well, I think it's tricky because we're not talking about like a prosperity gospel here, you know, like God wants you to win the lottery.
No.
But the episode really focuses on Philippians 4:19, that verse that says, "And my God will meet all your needs
Oh, yeah.
according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." It emphasizes needs,
Not wants.
not necessarily wants.
That's a good distinction.
Yeah.
What do you think? Like, what's a need versus a want?
Yeah, that line can get really blurry.
It totally can.
I think the episode is challenging us to look back and see how things have worked out. Even when we were super stressed about money, maybe a job came through at just the right moment, or a friend was able to help out in some unexpected way.
Or maybe it was just this sense of, okay, it's going to be all right.
That peace.
That peace.
Yeah, that peace can feel like provision in itself.
Yes,
This.
100%. It's like trusting that even though we don't see the whole picture,
Right.
something's
Yeah.
happening. Like something's working behind the scenes.
And you know, it's funny because we can shift gears a little bit. The episode also talks about work,
Yeah, work.
which honestly, that really resonated with me.
Oh, same.
It's so easy to feel stuck in a job or just like unappreciated.
Like, does what I do even matter?
Yeah, exactly. And the episode, it offers a pretty different perspective, I thought.
It's pretty radical.
It
I
is,
like it.
because it's saying it's not about your job title.
Right.
It's not about how much money you make.
It's about seeing it.
It's about seeing your work as valuable in God's
No
eyes.
matter what it is.
Yeah, even if it feels mundane.
Or nobody sees it.
Even if you're the only one who knows what you do all day.
They even bring up Colossians 3:23, which is, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart,
Right.
as working for the Lord, not for human masters.
It's like your boss isn't your ultimate audience.
Whoa, that's deep. It's like working for an audience of one.
Yeah, an audience of one. And I think, so how do you think that changes things?
Yeah, like for somebody who's feeling really stuck right now or unfulfilled.
It's a call to find meaning, even if it's not your dream job. It's about doing your best, even in those little small
And a
tasks.
way of serving something bigger.
Yeah, serving something bigger.
I like it. I think where it gets really interesting, though, is because they don't shy away from some of the harder stuff.
No, they don't.
Because they talk about health challenges,
Yes.
physical and mental.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, those are incredibly draining.
They are. I mean, I'm sure many people listening right now that resonates. They get that.
For sure.
And the episode doesn't sugarcoat it. It acknowledges that pain is real and suffering is part of the human experience.
It's part of life.
But it also points us back to Psalm 73:26, which says, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever."
Wow. So it's not about pretending that the pain isn't there.
No.
It's about finding the strength to get through it.
Right, exactly. And tapping into something beyond ourselves.
Okay, so practically speaking, What are some ways that you think people can invite God into that journey?
Well, prayer, of course, is huge. And then also finding comfort in scripture, you know, maybe leaning on your faith community for support. Those are some powerful ways to really engage your faith.
I think for me, it's that reminder that I'm not alone in this.
Yeah.
Which actually leads perfectly into this next point, because the episode reminds us that life has ups and downs, right?
Yes.
But God's faithfulness, that's constant.
Always.
There's like this rock that you can hold on to when everything else feels shaky.
Exactly. Trusting that even when we can't see it, something good is happening.
It reminds me of that verse from Romans again, Romans 8.28.
Oh, yes.
That one always gives me chills.
It's powerful, right?
It says, "And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose."
That's good stuff.
It's good stuff. But to be totally honest, it's one thing to say that.
Mm-hmm.
It's another thing to actually believe it when you're going through something hard.
Right.
So practically, how do we hold on to that promise when things are tough?
That's a great question. And I think that's where the practical takeaways from this episode really shine. Because it's not just about fluffy concepts. Mm-hmm. It's about actually changing how we live day to day. So they give us these three concrete things we can actually do to help us find God in our everyday lives.
Yeah, I like that it's not about like adding more to our to-do list.
No, it's not at all.
It's more about just like shifting our perspective. So what was that first one again?
It was all about starting each day with prayer. It sounds so simple.
Yeah.
But it's powerful, you know, because it's acknowledging that like you're not in control.
Right.
God is.
It's almost like, okay, God, I'm handing you the reins today. Help me out.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I think that surrender for a lot of people can be really freeing.
For sure. It's like instead of trying to do it all on our own, we're just admitting that, okay, I need help.
Right. And the second practice kind of builds on that. It's about really surrendering your worries and anxieties to God. They even suggest like writing them down.
Oh, I love that.
Like physically getting them out of your head and onto paper.
Yeah.
And then like literally handing them over in prayer.
Oh, I love that image of just like letting go.
Yeah.
Because I think we weren't meant to carry that all by ourselves.
No, we weren't. And it's acknowledging that we're not superhuman, right? Uh-huh. Like we need help. And I think there's a lot of humility in that.
Totally. Yeah.
But it also allows us to actually experience God's peace.
Even when the situation, it doesn't necessarily change right away.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got starting the day with prayer.
Yeah.
Surrendering those worries. What was that third practice?
This one is about being present.
Mm-hmm.
It's actively looking for God's presence, but in those small moments throughout your day.
Yeah, not just the big things.
No, not just the big things, but even the little things that we like normally just rush through.
Yeah, so instead of just like, you know, downing my coffee, I actually like notice it.
Yes.
Like the smell, the taste, the warmth.
Exactly. Or maybe you take a minute to appreciate the way the sunlight's like coming through the trees. Yeah.
On your walk to work.
Yeah.
Or like the sound of your kid laughing and you're just like,
those little things. It's almost like training ourselves to look for those little like glimmers or those little like, you know, sparks of beauty, of grace.
Yeah, that are all around us.
And are already there.
If we just slow down and actually pay attention.
Yeah, it's almost like we put on these God goggles and suddenly you see everything differently.
I love that, God goggles.
And then suddenly those everyday things, they're like these little love notes.
That's a great way to put it.
Like little love notes from God just reminding us like, hey, I'm here.
You're not alone.
Yeah.
And you know, I think the more we practice this, the more we realize that God's presence, it's not just limited to like Sunday morning.
Yeah, it's not just a Sunday thing.
It's not a thing we have to go and find.
Yeah.
It's woven into our lives.
It's all around us.
All the time.
That's pretty amazing. It makes me think maybe those ordinary moments, maybe they aren't so ordinary after all.
Yeah.
It really makes you think about how many of those little moments, those little God moments, we totally miss.
Right. Because we're just so busy, like rushing on to the next thing.
Just going through the motions. And even just thinking about that, it makes me feel, I don't know, a little bit more like peaceful.
Yes.
Like grounded. Just knowing that we don't have to have it all figured out. We can just take a breath and know that God's got this.
Absolutely. It goes back to that surrender.
Yeah.
Letting go of that need to control everything.
Just be open.
Be open to experiencing God, however that looks.
So I want to go back to that challenge that we talked about earlier. If you had to pick just one like ordinary moment in your day to actually look for God's presence, what would it be?
Hmm. That's a good one.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, it is a tough one. Maybe it's that first sip of coffee in the morning.
Maybe it's that feeling of the sun on your skin.
Oh, yeah.
Like when you step outside for your lunch break.
Right. Or maybe when you get home from work and you hear your family. Yeah. No, that's a good one.
Like I'm home.
Yeah. Maybe it's even something as simple as just noticing your breath.
That's a good word.
Like as you breathe in and breathe out.
Yeah.
Just those little moments, those little pockets of like sacredness.
That's what it's all about, right?
It's not about adding a bunch more things that we have to do.
No.
Or be more religious.
It's about realizing that God is already there.
Yeah.
In all the big and little moments.
It's about just being open to experiencing it.
Beautifully said.
Well, until next time, keep seeking those moments of connection.
Keep exploring.
Keep diving deep.
And remember, God is in the everyday.
He really is.